As we gather, let us pray for one another. Lord, as we gather around your word this morning, by your Holy Spirit, may we learn, mark, and inwardly digest all that you have for us through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The series title, I Love My Church, is expressing not our, but Jesus' relationship to his church, the body of Christ, whom he commissioned through the apostles in Matthew 28 to be his witnesses in proclaiming the good news of his death and resurrection, and in Luke 24 and through repentance and faith preached in his name to make disciples of all nations. Jesus affirmed in Acts 1:8 that they would receive power through the Holy Spirit coming upon them in taking the good news to the ends of the earth. That affirmation has continued ever since and is as true today as it was then. Jesus appointed this community or fellowship of faith to be baptized into. Baptized, as Paul wrote in Romans 6:4, into the new life in Christ, who was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father. This body of Christ, a community or communion through which faith in Christ is preached, God worshipped, the Lord's Supper celebrated, the work of the Holy Spirit sought and experienced, Christian moral and lifestyle taught, Christian fellowship embraced, Christ's love and care for the wider community engaged with, Christian mission undertaken, has all these comprehensive responses and callings to encompass. The churches in the New Testament are fellow communities of believers whom Jesus loved and gave his life for. They are to take the good news of the new life in Christ God offers through his Son to every generation, regardless of race, color, or age. For God's purpose is that all who do not know him or have not heard of him can find and embrace through Christ's redeeming love, hope through faith. It is against that background we read of Paul writing to a church, Epaphras founded, which continued to gather at Colossae in Asia Minor, today's Midwestern Turkey, back in the first century AD. So let's pick up our Bibles and turn to Colossians chapter 1 and read from verse 2. To the holy and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae, grace and peace to you from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, and of the love you have for all the saints. The faith and love that spring from the hope that is stored up for you in heaven, and that you have already heard about in the word of truth, the gospel that has come to you. All over the world, this gospel is bearing fruit and growing, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and understood God's grace in all its truth. You learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf, and who also told us of your love in the Spirit. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Verse 2 then. It's written to these faithful brethren. And Paul writes in verse 3, we always thank God the Father in prayer for you. Because, verse 4, we have heard of your faith in Jesus Christ. Here, verse 4, is the key reason for them being in the body of Christ, a church. By faith, they had become a fellowship of believers, a Christian community, having received Jesus Christ and believed in his name as the Savior God sent. Paul's thanks is to God for such grace. There is yet more in verse 4 to note. For the love by which God sent his Son into the world as its Savior is the love that took Jesus to the cross to pay for the sin of the world. And that love is now being expressed in the lives of these Colossians by their church as a community in Christ. The word love used here by Paul in the New Testament Greek is agape, expressing God's love and grace. This agape, love, is now in them. This love they have embraced in Christ runs wide, embracing that godly love not just within their fellowship and community, but goes beyond that, as is expressed in the phrase at the end of verse 4, their love for all the saints. That is, their love had become known in the churches, in the church community that Paul had planted in Asia Minor and elsewhere, who had heard of their active faith, as Paul now had. They had become a church community with a hope and a faith to share and to tell out. As a church in West Edinburgh, in the West Edinburgh community, with the pressures of modern society, and especially the stresses of the current pandemic being faced communally, the faith and love expressed in Colossae in verse 5 points to an important message for our times, for every church to express. With many fearful of COVID-19's consequences, physical setbacks, mental health repercussions, earlier deaths than expected, hope can be seriously a missing factor. News-wise, we hear of reckless social gatherings, regardless of national and local guidelines, or even as coined, granny's well-being. Such disregard abdicates communal responsibility, resulting in the spikes, with lockdowns now being imposed. That thoughtlessness is utterly devoid of true care, even of human friendship care to others. Looking back at Colossae as Paul expresses it, verse 5, their faith and love was springing from the hope that they knew was stored up for them in heaven. Paul's use of the three great Christian virtues in verse 5, faith, hope, and love, are used in four other Pauline letters and in Hebrews, and underline the true hope, firm in its assurance, that they had learned and taken in from the Word of God when the gospel first came to them. That hope undergirded Christ's love for them and their actions. The body of Christ, communities of which we are a part, has therefore something to live out I hope our local and city communities and the world out there is seriously short of, not necessarily knowing where to look, or if they do, are not impressed or drawn to what they see of it from the churches. The motivation for the body of Christ is, we have a God-given hope, love and faith there in God's purpose to be vibrant, life-giving, for it is the agape love of God which our Father God and Jesus Christ his Son bless us with. Reflect on the two great commandments. And the challenge in verse 5 is, this agape love is to be in us, in our hearts, in our psyche, in our body language, letting that love, hope, and faith really motivate us in our expressiveness, in our thinking, upon our faces, in our speech, within our actions, and in a godly outcaring as a community in Christ. The local and city community and the world around us are, I believe, desperate to see if there is true hope anywhere. Though many don't believe in Christ, they somehow instinctively grasp that they should see true hope and love in us. We are in the body of Christ, the church. The world needs to see the reality. The opportunity for a local church to be seen as a haven community of faith, love, and hope is ours to take hold of and present by our lives. It's not too late, despite how society currently looks at us. But we can't expect the opportunity to endlessly wait. Faith, hope, and love are given by God to be lived out in our todays as Christ's witnessing and caring community. So verse 6 and 7 in closing is apposite. For all over the world, Paul says, the gospel is bearing fruit, just as when Epaphras was ministering and Paul was writing. But in the West, church fruitfulness has been in decline for the last 6 decades I'm aware of. The spur of what Paul writes is that the gospel, verse 6, is a fruit-bearing message. It is good news. It's there to grow, to be lived out, be seen and heard, to engender responses to it. For it is about God's grace, about his inestimable love he purposes to be made known to all mankind, that the world whom he so loved by sending his Son to be its Savior may find that hope and love through faith in Jesus Christ. For Paul, the people to take it to their communities are, like the Colossians, the communities of the body of Christ. In God's terms, as we read verse 6 today, it is equally you and me here to encourage us to be gospel witnesses to our community, invisibly living out in love and practical care the hope many don't yet have, that God's agape love becomes real for them to want. and to equally respond to in the faith you and I also hold. Are we in the countersin camp? Then have a word with David and Philip. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, fill our hearts with praise that your gospel is for all people. Fill us by the Holy Spirit with zeal and power to show your gospel of good news in our lives as the body of Christ. And may it be our joy to serve you to your praise and glory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.